Thanks so much, Kevin. Yes, we are live here from the Paavo Nurmi Center at Finlandia University, a volleyball team taking part in Media Day right now. The next hour, we're going to be switching over to McAfee Field, where we'll see the football team and the rest of the fall sports for Finlandia Athletics. But right now, the ladies are getting their pictures taken for various media outlets, and we're joined right now by the coach of the volleyball team, Cindy Cavanaugh. Cindy, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Exciting day. Just to get everybody together and doing something. I know you've probably been doing some practicing and stuff, but you know, this is kind of like the our first day anyways, being able to see the team.
Yeah, it's been exciting. We've had 2 days of practice, 3 days, the girls have been working hard, getting a little tired, but they're pushing through it, so it's been great.
Is this your first year coaching here, correct?
Yes, it's my first season with Finlandia.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from.
I'm from Illinois, Naperville, Illinois. I went to Carthage College, where I played 4 years. Then I was the grad assistant for 3 years. Then I coached club in Wisconsin and coached club in Illinois, and here I am now in Finlandia University.
Okay, well, you're inheriting a team that has a, except for a few exceptions, you're either a senior or a freshman. You have a lot of returning players. Well, I had a chance to be able to see last year Jesse Diaz, Marina Dalton. I mean, there's some electric players on the court, and you get the privilege of having them back for their senior year.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's definitely bittersweet. I wish I had them for 3 more years, but all 6 are so dynamic for us. They're great leaders, all of them, really setting the tone for how we want the season to go, creating a foundation for a different culture of what we want at Finlandia University.
You are seeing some new students come in, some recruits for this team. Have you been able to be directly involved in that recruiting process at all, being a first-year coach here?
No, so everything that I have right now is what I walked into. So we originally started with 14. We've got 12 strong right now. So I've got 3 freshmen, 1 sophomore, 2 juniors, and 6 seniors.
Well, even 12, you know, having 12 players here to start the season is good, because I think last year was a bit of a struggle with not having, you know, a huge roster. And sometimes that would put the team at a little bit of a disadvantage when other teams can substitute more. But you won't have that problem this year.
No, not at all. So it's definitely all 12 of them have to be ready to go at any point in time. We're conditioning hard so that we can withstand, obviously, tournaments where we play 4 matches. So it's going to be a short season, but compact. So hopefully they're ready to go once we hit the court August 31st.
Anything we should watch for this year, whether it is a new player or something that you're expecting from a returning player?
From all my players, actually, all 12 of them, expecting better ball control, more consistency, mental resiliency. We've been working a lot on mental toughness and how to push through things when we're a little bit uncomfortable. So hopefully all 12 can actually start showing what that's like in a disciplined culture.
Now, your record last year for the team, 7-24, again, as I was here calling games for the Lions, that record does not show the performance of this team, because a lot of those games were close against some very, very tough competition. And you'll be facing that as you, the season goes on. Are you going to measure the success this year? Are you concerned right now? Is win and losses the most important thing? Or are you looking for other factors?
Wins and losses obviously is what motivates the girls usually, but it's the little things, the little intangible things I look for. Our leadership, are we all being selfless? Are we giving more to each other? Are we giving our best effort all the time? Are we learning to push through when things are tough and fighting to the bitter end? That, to me, is more of a win than if the scoreboard reflects we won.
What about postseason play? Do you have any goals there?
We would love to make it to postseason play. Obviously, our conference-type tournament is in New York, so that is our goal to get to that, and the seniors have all agreed that their goal is to win that. So it's a huge goal for us. I educated them on understanding that every match matters in your regional ranking and your national ranking, so constantly being competitive, whether we're playing someone that's a conference opponent or playing someone just at a tournament, it's competitive.
Practices will be wrapping up soon, or at least of the preseason practices. You have your first match on August 31st. You'll be traveling to Wisconsin for the Ripon tournament there. Your first team you'll be taking on is Marion. And do you prepare anything for that special, for that first game, or are you just going in, you know, doesn't really matter who you're playing?
As of right now, we're not looking to who we're playing. We're currently just trying to better ourselves so that we're in 100% control on our side, and then we can look to the other side and challenge them tactically. Marion University is a strong program. They have a decent amount of recruits. Their coach, she's awesome. I've played with her before, so she's really competitive, so she's going to instill that in her athletes. So right now, we're just currently focusing on us being the best that we can possibly be, and then we can go challenge other opponents.
because Minya doesn't get a ton of home games, which is detrimental, I guess, just to, you know, you like to play at home in front of your own home crowd and stuff. But when you do finally start playing some games here, we will be broadcasting on October 27th, and you'll be taking on Grace Christian and Northland College. So we have a doubleheader there that we'll be taking part of. So invite our listeners to tune in for that. It's always exciting when because we're also on 99.3 to Lip. So your players, regardless of where they came from, family can tune in and, you know, hear their daughters, you know, playing on the radio.
Yeah, that's so exciting. That'll be a great home tournament. It's actually October 26th and 27th, but going before that, we have one on September 12th, too, so we'd love to have fans come out for that one. That's during the week.
Great. All right, well, good luck with Media Day. If you can, you know, we'd love to talk to a player or two here in the next break and see what they're looking forward to.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Okay, that was Coach Kavanaugh. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, we're having a great time here on Media Day at the Pablo Nurmi Center right now here on Finlandia campus. We're going to be going over to McAfee Field. Within the next half hour or so, we'll continue our broadcast from there till noon today, so we invite you to stick around for that. Right now, what's happening is that players are getting their pictures taken and doing some interviews. Right now, we're with the volleyball team is getting some action shots taken as they bounce the ball around on the court here and looking pretty good when they're doing it. They're excited to be, again, calling the games for the Lions for their volleyball team, and I'm joined by one of the players who I had the pleasure of watching last year, Taylor Nettle, local person from Hancock. Taylor, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's an exciting day just because it's, you know, getting the team together and you're doing a little something. It's got to be a nice preview for the beginning of the season.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Okay. Now, you're from Hancock. You graduated from Hancock High School?
Yep.
All right, and you chose to stay in town, so play for Finlandia. How many seasons? Is this your fourth?
This is my fourth. This is my senior season.
Okay. What's your specialty?
I played all around the map. I played center. I played DS. I played right side hitter. So wherever they tell me to go, I pretty much go.
And you're one of six seniors returning to this team. So how does that help with the team just having that familiarity and experience?
Oh, it's awesome. This is one of the biggest senior classes, I think, that the volleyball program has had, and just having that consistency and all of us being able to play for the 4 years, it has been awesome. And I think with all six of us showing that leadership to our, like, incoming freshmen and then a couple of our juniors and sophomores, it's going to show them that this is what the program needs, is the consistency with us. So,
now, your team won seven games last year, but there were a lot of other matches that you were very, very close in, a lot of split matches. So what will it take for this team to sort of get over that hump and, you know, come out with a, you know, maybe even a winning record this year?
I think, especially with our new coach, we all have learned that we have more potential than we actually realize ourselves. And she keeps pushing us day in, day out. With day three, we've already had six practices. And from practice one to practice six, you can already see a huge difference in the team that we're building. So I think that with her being able to coach us and us just taking in the skill that she is teaching us, I think that we'll have a successful season.
Playing here in Hancock, you don't get a whole lot of home games. You have to travel a lot. How does that travel wear you down over the season?
It does get tough. It really does. But with the proper treatment that we have, our trainers are awesome with that, and especially with being in a small school, the teachers are awesome. So as long as you get in there, tell them that you're going to be gone, they'll help you as much as you can. And even though it's tough on our bodies, all of us mentally prepare for it. So, and then the coach also helps us.
We're sitting here enjoying Media Day. We're on the sidelines here at the Pablo Nurmi Center. I'm just kind of watching as the action is taking place. You've been in there, so why don't you give me what's going on today? What's today all about?
This is actually new for us, too. I don't think we've had a little bit, like, headshots and stuff, but we've never had an actual media day. So it's a little new for all of us, but we're all excited for it. The players are all taking action shots. Seniors all had interviews. So it's pretty cool. It's actually really cool to see.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your team here and get your picture taken as well so that you can have some fun. And I look forward to seeing you on the court.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And that was Taylor Nettle, a Hancock player from Hancock High School, who's been here now. This is her fourth season as part of the Finlandia Lions, and we're going to be broadcasting our games for the Lions and the volleyball team. We have our broadcast will take place on October 27th. That's the second day of a two-day tournament that they'll be having here at the Pavel Nurmi Center. We'll be carrying games against Grace Christian and Northland College at 11-3, respectively. So as the voice of Finlandia University Athletics, we'll be actually carrying eight games throughout this fall season. The first one will be September 1st when the football team takes on Concordia, Wisconsin at McAfee Field. Kickoff for that game is at 1 o'clock. We invite you to join us at 12:40 for our pregame coverage. All right, thanks so much, Kevin. Yes, we are continuing our live coverage here of Finlandia's Media Day. We're now over at McAfee Field where the football team is getting ready to take their group photo. The two soccer teams are also here getting ready, so they're going to be doing some interviews and taking some pictures and just doing a little bit of a preview of the season that's coming up. We're all excited to see the Lions take the field again and especially to see a couple of these fine players that are joining me right now, sophomore quarterback Delonte Johnson and running back and linebacker Dylan Huckstead. Gentlemen, it's nice to talk to you both.
Nice to talk to you,
nice too. Hey, we're getting here into the fall. It's still a little humid right now, but we know fall weather will be hitting us pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Got to be getting excited about just playing some football.
Yes, sir.
You guys had a 3-3 record last year, so it was a new mark for Finlandia. Now you're going into a season where you're going to be joining the MIAA conference. What are you going to use to just personally as a team to measure, you know, your goals and success for the year coming up?
I'm really excited for the freshmen, and our goals for the year is to come into every game and compete. And number one, we always want to win, but if we can compete and everybody grow up each game and take steps forward, that'd be great for us.
And Dylan, you're coming in as a senior player this year. The Lions haven't had too many senior players, being a young program. So how is your role changing as being one of the leaders on the team now?
Yeah, now it's all about leadership, and we got to make sure everyone's accountable and just keep the whole, keep the unit out here. We got to lead the freshmen, teach them the little things, how to be accountable, toughness. Because their first game here, they're going to be playing. First day, well, they're going to be 4 days into school, and they're going to be playing their first ever game.
Yeah.
So they got to be ready. We just got to, through camp, just keep taking the little things, let them know, we're telling you something. We're not trying to get on you. We're trying to make you better. Being a freshman, coming right into it.
As I read there, you play both running back and linebacker, so both sides of the ball, which we saw quite a bit of in previous years. Now you have an expanded roster. Is there going to be less of that coming?
Yeah, it's going to be more linebacker for me this year than anything, but you never know what can happen.
Okay. Well, that's the benefit of having a lot of new recruits coming in and joining the team and seeing the roster expand. Delonte, you came in last year as a freshman, took over the quarterback's role, and how did you manage the pressure of trying to lead this team and also being fairly successful leading them to a 3-3 record?
I just want to say it was a lot of adversity, but it's just I want to say just staying strong and sticking with it. And we had great coaches and everything, so they always helped me, a great team around me. So it wasn't that hard, but I mean it was adversity, just like anything else, and just sticking with it and having great people around you and great coaches. So that always helped.
Did the expectations for you or the pressure change for you becoming a sophomore this year?
I mean, there's always pressure when you're trying to do something that nobody else has done. So, I mean, pressure. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I'm going to compete. I'm going to do as best as I can. And whatever happens, happens. I always want to win, so I'm going to try to make sure that happens, and we have a great team and great people at the end of the day.
You mentioned the job that the coaching staff had done in years prior. Well, you have a new coaching staff right now, new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know him well. He was part of the coaching staff, so what have you seen so far?
He's the same guy, same great guy. He just moved up to a higher role, so nothing really changed. He's just the head guy now. He brought in some great coaches, great quarterback coach, great defensive coaches. A couple of the coaches I knew from last year because they came over, and then this year they just kind of transition, but they're all good coaches all around.
Dylan, going into the conference, the MIAA, you know you're going to be facing some really tough competition. How do you feel you guys are getting ready for that stiffer competition?
Yeah, we know there's going to be a lot of adversity out there. There's some great teams, some big guys, but at the end it's all about the little things, like I said before. If we can execute everything, it doesn't matter about the size. Offense, we're just going to spread them out, and defense, we're going to fill hard and just hope it all pans out. We're going to be some big guys, but we can do it.
Definitely looking forward to it. Your first game is a home opener on September 1st here versus Concordia, Wisconsin. 99.3 The Lift will be here broadcasting that game live. Our pregame show beginning at 12:40. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. And looking forward to see the Lions taking the field again and playing some football. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, let you guys get back and join in with the rest of the team. And we're going to be back here in just a few. Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, it sure is kind of a magical day just to see the teams out on the field interacting with each other on the teams and also with us here from 99.3 The Lift and other media representatives that are, you know, out here taking pictures, doing some interviews. It's a kind of exciting day just as we are on the doorstep of the beginning of the season. And from the men's soccer team right now, I am joined by the coach, Scott Crisafiti. Scott, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. Thank you for having me.
So what goes on today with Media Day?
Yeah, so Media Day, we have all the fall sports athletic teams out here on the field doing individual pictures as well as team photos. They do some radio interviews as well as action shots. So it's really to help market all the fall sports teams here and just to get ready for the season. They've done a really good job at setting up out here, and it's definitely been easy going.
How long have you had a team together to practice?
Yeah, so our guys came in on the 16th and 17th, and our first day to practice was the 18th. So we got all of our team meetings and compliance done on the 17th, and we started our double sessions on the 18th, and today will be our third day of practice. So,
taking over the head coach role of this team, are you still sort of in that getting to know your players part of that?
Yeah, so definitely still getting to know the guys. I mean, I know them pretty well now since we have a small team of 13 guys. A lot of them are upperclassmen, and we have two freshmen, but it's definitely made it, I guess you could say, the transition easier because we have a lot of veterans, a lot of experience out in the field, and it's just, you know, you've got a team full of pretty much mature players, so it helps out a lot, and everyone's pretty much on the same page.
Earlier, I was talking with the athletic director, Curtis Wittenberg, and he writes that not just with the soccer teams, but all the teams throughout Finlandia have had a bit of an influx of new players coming into the program. I've seen a lot of rosters expand. Soccer teams are no different. So how does that benefit you?
Yeah, so that's when you bring in more players to any team, you just have a lot more options to work with. You've got a lot more players to work with, and you got a lot more ideas that you can put down on the field. And it really helps, you know, elaborate a game scheme. I know football has basically doubled their roster size from last year to this year. And I know the coaches are really happy about that, and that's awesome to see because they have a lot more things to work with. You know, women's soccer team, same thing. They pretty much tripled their roster from last year to this year. So I know Coach Andrews is pumped about having a lot more girls in there who played soccer in the past. This year's our transition year. Only 13 guys. I plan on bringing about 15, 17 freshmen for next year. But the positive thing about this year is we just have all that experience. So you don't really have to restart. You don't really have to coach all the basics. These guys already know how to play. So it's just kind of putting everything together and having a system in place.
We'll be speaking, hopefully, with Jordan Andrews later on in this live broadcast. Scott, so your team last year picked up 6 wins. Going into this year, you said you have some advantages with some expanded roster and some of that experience. Have you talked to the team as far as, you know, what you expect of them and what to achieve this year?
Yeah, my expectations are definitely high. And looking at our schedule, I think if we can stay healthy, I mean, we could definitely shoot for, you know, between 10 and 14, 15 wins before the conference tournament. I definitely want to finish above 500, you know, nothing lower than that. But I would like to start this season off on a hot start, and it'd be great to, you know, go out on our first weekend, get 2 wins. So start 2-0, that's my expectation, and then go from there. And then throughout the season, you know, we're just going to have to be smart, monitor injuries and the health of all these guys, and just make sure we're doing the proper things on and off the field.
I know you haven't been able to see their team in action very much, but is there a particular aspect that you're getting the feel of that this team's made, their strengths may lie in?
Yeah, we definitely have some talented players. These guys have great footwork. They've got a great vision for the field. And they've got great work ethic. The biggest thing is just getting them match fit. And so, you know, you'll have guys come in that are fit. You'll have guys that come in that may need to work on fitness. But here it's a different realm because we're going to be having guys that pull 90-minute games where they won't get a sub. So that's my goal. And once that happens, they're going to be able to do things a lot easier on the field. Yeah, like I said, they've got a lot of good qualities, a lot of good technical skills. We'll just put the tactics in place and then go from there.
Your team's going to do a lot of traveling. You're going to get 3 home games this year. First games are going to be Northland at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin on Friday, August 31st, and then you've got home games September 3rd, 15th, and October 1st. But really, the other big news is come early November, November 3rd and 4th, Hancock here at Finlandia University, you're hosting the conference tournament.
Yeah, we're hosting the conference tournament first week in November. We're pretty excited about that. So our goal is to finish in, the first or second seed going into that tournament, and then, play that first game on that. I think it's Saturday. And then get a win and then go into the finals. I know it's probably the first time the school's hosted a conference tournament like this. I know Coach Andrews of the women's side is very excited. I'm excited. Our goals are pretty much similar. Just make sure our team is playing the best ball come that tournament. I know we each have a week off before that tournament starts so we can, have guys get healthy and everything. Definitely looking forward to it, though. Definitely hoping a lot of people come out for this. It's a great opportunity, especially for this sport. And after all the travel we do during the season, it'll be nice to have, home field advantage here. So.
All right. Well, we will be proud to be carrying those games, the games whether your team or the Jordan's women's team is playing during that tournament. We'll have them live on 99.3 The Lift. Scott, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to be continuing our coverage here.